Greetings and welcome to Meditation Moments. And God bless you and make you a blessing to others. Now, a letter that I received this past week. The woman writes this way, "Oh, I have been so harassed by a certain person, and I get so resentful, and I want to hit back so badly because they are so unjust to me, and I only get victory intermittently. Satan defeats me over and over. Oh, it's so hard to take it. And I can't let go of such traits as irritability and resentfulness, and as I say, the wanting to hit back. I might as well be frank and tell you that this person that I'm at sword's point with just burns me up. They hurt me and disappoint me, and I resent it, and I get so resentful that I just feel like I want to get even with them. I want to show them up in some way. Oh, I'd love to have a spirit of love for them and to be impervious to all these hurtful things which in the natural so annoy and keep me out of victory and cause my prayers to be so ineffectual. So I'm writing to those of you in the studio there of Meditation Moments that you'll please pray. I do want the victory and to have a true spirit of prayer." You know, that's a very hopeful case, the woman that's written this letter. And do you know why? Because she realizes her condition and she knows she has a wrong spirit against this person, just as wrong and hateful as the spirit in which they have done these things to her. I wonder in your own life, dear one, listening in, is there someone that's unjustly hurting you, even wronging you, and there's not any real cause for it? It just seems at times that it's impossible to overcome because your personality seems to clash. He just grates on you and irritates you. If so, what are you going to do about it according to God's word? Well, you know, I want to tell you something that happened to me some time ago. I was compelled to live with someone. They were working in our home at that time. Someone that was so crude and so rude and, oh, they had such a temper and they would flare up the least little thing. They didn't like to be told to do things. And it was a constant trial. Oh, it was such a bitter trial. And a number of times I just turned and just felt like I just wanted to dismiss them and tell them what I thought about them. I did have that spirit. But at last I began to draw close to the Lord in the matter and to throw the whole burden upon Him. I realized that my identification with Christ made it possible for me to be rid of such a spirit, because He says, you know, that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And He says that Christ liveth in me. And if Christ lived in me, then He could overcome such a spirit. And I wouldn't want to talk back. Or I wouldn't get so hurt over this thing. Well, at last I came utterly to the end of myself and threw myself on the Lord. And I said, "Lord, it just isn't in me to get complete victory and to love this one as I should." And the old nature rises up, but Lord, Your nature and Your love and Your spirit can overcome. And I committed the whole thing into His hands so definitely, so utterly, that do you know there was the greatest change in that person? And then one night I was thanking the Lord for changing them, because it was such a wonderful answer to prayer. It was really a miracle. And I was thanking the Lord, and you know, the Holy Spirit whispered to my heart, and I thought with just a little sense of humor on the part of the Lord, He said, "Well, I changed you a little bit too. Not only changed them," and that's exactly what will happen. And what are you to do about these according to God's word? Well, here are some scriptures. God's word says, "Recompense to no man evil for evil," Romans 12:17. "And who, when he was reviled," speaking of Jesus, "reviled not again," 1 Peter 2:23. "And see that none render evil for evil unto any man," that's in Thessalonians. "See that none render evil for evil unto any man. And be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Oh, those are the precious admonitions from God's word. Overcome evil with good. Well, how? By showing him that you love him. Do him some special favor. Take the initiative and go out of your way to tell him of some good thing about him. Maybe his heart's hungering for love. Or maybe that woman is wanting someone to talk to her and love her. There's surely some trait that you could admire. I had a friend that used to pray for one who was an enemy, and he wouldn't say in the prayer just the way the Lord's Prayer went, but he said, "Forgive me my transgressions as I forgive so-and-so," and he'd mention the name of the person. Now, in the natural, you would revile again. It would be tit for tat and hatred for hatred, spite for spite. But the Christian life's not to be lived in the natural. You've been born again, and old things have passed away, and all things have become new, so says the Word of God. And you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Well, what was the Spirit of Christ? When he reviled not again. His very words on the cross, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do," speaks of this Spirit. Note that he turned to Peter, who had cut off the ear of the high priest's servant, and he said, "Put up thy sword," and then he put the ear back and healed that ear. I'm sure you have read that story. Say this often to yourself when you have that feeling of resentment of hitting back. "Put up thy sword, put up thy sword." And so God's way of getting the victory is always to overcome evil with good. This was the message of the cross. And this is the way of the cross. This is the only way evil can be defeated. This alone will reconcile you to that jarring personality, that one so unjust in their treatment and taunt you. This will bring you into fellowship with him. And it will win in the end the love of the very one that you can't get along with. This was God's way. He gave his son for the sins of the world, but they beat him and broke his body and pierced him through. But God took the very blood that they shed and flung it like a scarlet banner across the world, and on it he wrote, "I love you, I have loved you with an everlasting love." Amen. He's still on the throne, and prayer changes things.